Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from the Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. About this time of year, Valentines are uppermost in everyone's minds, but my mother always said that the quickest way to anyone's heart the whole year round is good-tasting, nourishing food. Now, I'll bet that's as true in your family as it is in mine. So here's a suggestion that will perk up your family's appetite and save on your wartime food budget, too. Get acquainted with parquet margarine, the delicious spread for bread made by Kraft. Spread it on bread and toast and rolls. Quality tells in that appetizing taste. Use parquet in making cookies, too, and in baking cake. It is an ideal flavor shortening. Try parquet on baked potatoes or other hot vegetables. It seasons to a queen's taste. Parquet is great for fried foods, too. It doesn't spatter or stick to the pan. Yes, your family will go for parquet, and it is so good for them, too. It is one of the best energy foods you can serve, and every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. So remember to ask for parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. Now let's join the Great Gildersleeve, who today is only a shadow of his former self. Since the unhappy night last week when Leela Ransom broke off their engagement, he has pined and moped, toyed with his food, and generally hated everybody. Now, though it's breakfast time on the eve of St. Valentine's Day, the great man is not yet out of bed.
Leroy, you want some more popovers?
Sure, keep them coming, Bertie. Say, how is it we're having popovers on Saturday instead of Sunday?
Just trying to coax your uncle to eat something. It's days since he ate one of his old-time blockbusters.
Let him be a lesson to you, Bertie. Don't go falling in love.
That's a mighty good rule. Has the postman come yet?
Not yet. Are you expecting a Valentine?
Oh, there's always a chance. Ain't you expecting any?
Me? That's kid stuff. Of course, I sent a couple just for laughs. I sent a Valentine to Piggy Banks and signed it Isabel Weston.
Who's she?
Just the hottest thing in sixth grade, that's all. When Piggy sees her name, he'll faint.
You had not to do that, Leroy.
Sent one to Uncle Mort, too. Signed Leela Ransom.
Leroy, he'll kill you if he finds out.
Good morning, Leroy. Good morning, Bertie.
Morning, Miss Marjorie. I'll get your orange juice right away.
You might as well get some for Uncle Mort, too. Here he comes.
Good morning, Uncle Mort.
Good morning. Has the postman been here yet?
Not yet, huh?
Leroy, did you comb your hair this morning?
Sure I did.
With what?
Well, gosh, Unc.
Comb it again. I'm tired of coming downstairs and finding you looking like a hayrick. As a reminder, you can clean out the cellar this afternoon.
But I got a date this afternoon.
You've got a date in the cellar.
Mr. Gildersleeve, what can I get you for breakfast?
Breakfast. I can't think of anything I want, Bertie. Just bring me some oatmeal.
Oh, here comes the postman. I'll go.
Sit down. Let Bertie go.
Okay, Unc.
Thank you, Mr. Underwood. Well, here it is. A Valentine for you, Leroy.
Me?
Who's it from?
Nobody.
Who's it from?
Ethel Hammerslag.
Nothing for me, Bertie?
Sorry, Miss Marjorie.
Oh, well.
Don't tell me you were expecting Bashful Ben to crash through a Valentine.
Leroy, that's none of your business.
Who's Ben, Marjorie?
Just a man at the factory.
With big feet, and boy, is he the slowest guy in town.
He is not.
Well, is he taking you to the sweetheart's ball tonight?
Oh, you're the meanest kid I know.
Marjorie! What's the matter with her?
Search me. I guess she's sore because Ben didn't send her a Valentine.
Bertie, was that all the mail?
Yes, sir, that's all.
You sure, Bertie?
Well, that's all except this one, for me.
Oh, Bertie got a valentine. Who's it from, Bertie?
The finance company.
Bertie, I've told you not to buy any more things on time.
I didn't, Mr. Gillsleeve. My brother did. I'm just a co-signer.
I warned you about that, too.
This is about a car he bought 2 years ago before he went in the Army. Now they want me to pay for it. They want me to pay them $50.
But you haven't got $50, have you?
No, sir.
Then the only thing to do is let the finance company have the car. Where is it?
I think he sold it.
Oh! Well, I've told you time and time again. This time you can get out of the mess yourself.
Yes, sir.
Who the devil's that?
I'll go. Oh, thanks, Mr. Underwood. There was another valentine after all. Here, Unc, it's for you.
No. To my valentine after a quarrel. Well, well, I knew she couldn't hold out forever. Yes, sir, I thought she'd come around. Leroy, what are you snickering about?
Nothing, Unc. I was just thinking you sure know how to handle women.
You're right, my boy. Bertie! Oh, Bertie!
Yes, Mr. Gillsleeve?
I'll have some orange juice and a few popovers.
Yes, sir.
And you might scramble a few eggs, too, Bertie.
Yes, sir. What shall I do with this oatmeal?
Save it. I've been thinking, Bertie, I may be able to get Judge Hooker to help you with that finance company.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gillsleeve. I'll get those eggs on right away.
I suppose I ought to rush right down and get a first-class bang-up valentine to send Leela. A 25-center.
Mr. Peavy's got some dandies, Unc.
He has. I'll go right down there.
Say, Unc, did you mean this afternoon I should clean out the cellar?
Cellar? Never mind it, my boy. It's such a nasty job. I'll tackle it myself next week.
Gildersleeve.
Ah, good morning, Judge. A fine morning.
What's fine about it? Don't you know enough to come in out of the rain?
Rain? By George, you're right. I hadn't noticed. Well, a little mist never hurt anybody.
I'm glad to see you taking it like this, old man.
Glad to see me taking what?
I understand you and Leela have, Oh,
that. Well, you know what they say. The course of true love never did run smooth.
Just the same, I'm glad to see you being a sport about it.
Don't you worry about me, Judge. I can take care of yours truly. And if you'll excuse me, I'll step in here and do a little of it right now.
Well, I've got a little marketing to do myself.
See you around, Judge. Don't take any wooden beefsteak.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello there, Peavy. Fine day.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that, although I suppose it is a good thing for the crops.
Let's skip the weather. Peavy, you carry valentines, don't you?
Yes, I do. Right over here, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Good.
Is this for yourself or for a friend?
For a friend? What do you think?
A friend. A valentine for a friend. Let me see. This one with the puppy dog is rather nice.
I don't know if she likes dogs.
Well, I may have one with cats.
I don't want one with cats.
Oh. Well, if she doesn't like cats...
I didn't say she doesn't like cats. She doesn't want them all over her valentines, that's all. Haven't you got one without any animal life on it?
Well, I may have the very thing.
Let's see it, then.
First, may I ask if this friend of yours has a sense of humor?
Do you think I'd be engaged to her if she hadn't?
Well, here's one card here that has always rather tickled my fancy.
What's that?
A Hunter 218A, a standard item. It's had a very good sale over the years.
Never mind that. What is it?
Well, it's here, if I can just find it. I recall that I sent one to Mrs. Peavy when we were first going together. It did the trick, too.
Well, come on, let's see it.
Ah, here it is. You see, it has the real pine needles pasted on, and then I always got a chuckle out of the sentiment. For you, I pine. Do you get it? For you, I pine.
I got it, but I don't like it.
Well, it did the trick. I slip one of these under her grapefruit every year. We usually have a good laugh over it.
Look, Peavy, haven't you got something with cupids on it, or hearts, or roses, or something?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm glad you mentioned that. I've got one with cupids and hearts.
Well, let's see it. Let's see it.
Here somewhere. There.
That's more like it. That's what I was looking for.
I think it has a rather suitable sentiment, too, don't you? Valentine's Day comes but once a year, and always each time in my heart there's a tear. Let's walk down life's highway together so fine, if only you'll tell me you're my Valentine.
It's a little passionate, isn't it?
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. Honest sentiment is nothing to be ashamed of.
You're right, Peavy. I'll take it. Here's your 15 cents.
Thank you. Mr. Gildersleeve?
Yes?
You wouldn't like to take one or two of these other cards while you're about it.
What would I want with more than one?
Well, I don't want to start any rumors, but there's talk in the trade.
Talk about what?
At any moment, Valentine's may be frozen.
Oh, goodbye, Peavy. Marjorie! Oh, Marjorie!
She's in her room, Unc, but you better not go in there. She'll bite your head off.
I'll take a chance on that. You stay out.
Who's there?
Your Uncle Mort. May I come in?
If you want to.
Don't get up. I just wanted to show you the Valentine I'm giving Mrs. Ransom. Well, don't you think she'll like it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, now it's not that beautiful. Honey, what's the trouble?
Nobody ever sends me anything.
Now. Tell your old uncle all about it.
You wouldn't understand.
Well, I don't pretend to understand women, but if it has anything to do with a man...
Leroy told you! I hate Leroy!
No, you don't.
She does, too.
I thought I told you to keep out of this. Now get out and close the door.
Okay.
Close it! Now, my dear, listen to me. You want Ben to take you to the dance, don't you?
I don't care what he does. I don't care if I never see him again.
I thought so. Well, why don't you go call him up? If he's tongue-tied, help him along. Don't be so old-fashioned. Suppose I stood on ceremony like that. Where would I be now with Mrs. Ransom?
Where are you?
Ugh, that's a point. I'd better get over there with this. But you take my advice. Call him up. Oh, Leroy, what are you doing here?
I'm just tying my shoe, huh?
Do you have to tie it right outside the keyhole?
Where are you going, Unc?
Over to Mrs. Ransom's. On second thought, none of your business.
Unc, I'll take the Valentine over to her.
Oh, no, you won't. I told you to keep away from there.
If you're worried about her darling little nephew, I won't say a word to him.
You bet you won't, because you're not going near there.
But, Unc, if you go over there, something might happen. I mean, you might gum it up.
Do you think I'm going to trust you to play Cupid?
But, Unc, I could just leave it and ring the bell and run. Unc! Oh, brother, I think I'll start running now.
Oh, it's Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, if it isn't little Mike.
My name is Michael.
Oh, of course, Michael. I'm sorry, my boy, but you've forgotten too. You were going to call me Uncle Throckmorton.
Oh, that's all off.
Oh, no, Michael. Whatever gave you that idea?
I heard Aunt Leela say so.
Oh, I'm sure you're mistaken. What did she say?
She said she never wants to lay eyes on you again.
Oh, well, that was yesterday.
It was this morning.
Well, Michael, a woman is entitled to change her mind. And when you're as old as I am, you'll know she often does.
How old are you?
Never mind that. Michael, I'd like to come in and see your Aunt Leela for a few minutes.
Well, she doesn't want to see you.
Young man, please, Michael?
Well, I'll ask her. You wait here.
Why, you leave me standing here like a vacuum cleaner salesman. When Leela and I are married, I'll take that little worm and turn him inside out.
Mr. Gildersleeve, did you wish to see me?
Yes, Leela. I received your little olive branch.
Olive branch?
The Valentine you sent me.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I did not send you any Valentine.
What?
But I did receive the insulting message you sent me.
But Leela, I didn't.
Here.
Leela? What's this? What if you're well over 40? What if you're bow-legged too? I'm not exactly a Tarzan, so I might as well chase you, Throckmorton. Ooh! Leroy. Leroy! Leroy!
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few seconds. In the meantime, here's something that the lady next door told me to tell you. And next to my wife, she knows more about cooking and good nutrition than anyone else in our neighborhood. She says that economy isn't the only important thing you want to know about parquet. It is economical, of course, but her point is that quality, flavor, and nutrition are other big reasons why parquet margarine is preferred as a spread for bread in millions of American homes. You'll find in parquet the same quality that goes into the making of all Kraft's fine foods. Just try it on bread, or toast, or rolls, and you'll know why so many families insist on parquet. It is wonderfully nutritious, and, in fact, it is one of the best energy foods you can serve, and every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. If your dealer can't supply parquet right away, it's because so many people are asking for it, and because of wartime shortages. So watch for parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. Now let's rejoin the Great Gildersleeve. He comes dashing home from Mrs. Ransom's with his valentine in his hand, his tail between his legs, and a yen to murder Leroy in his heart.
Leroy! Leroy! Marjorie, have you seen Leroy?
No, Uncle Mort, I haven't. Not for a few minutes. Why?
Oh, never mind. But if I catch that kid...
Uncle Mort, I'm terribly grateful to you.
Grateful? Grateful for what?
For your advice to the Lovelorn. It worked beautifully. Ben is calling for me in just a few minutes.
Oh? Well, that's fine. Now, where's that Leroy?
Uncle Mort, if Ben gets here before I'm ready, will you entertain him?
Oh, sure. Certainly, my dear. Bertie! Oh, Bertie!
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Have you seen Leroy?
Leroy?
Yes, Leroy.
Not recently, no, sir.
Now, don't get fancy, Bertie. When did you see him last?
Well, sir, a few minutes ago he was looking out the front room window, and then he came back through here and run out the back door.
He's pretty smart, but he's not as smart as I am.
No, sir. Sometimes he ain't even as smart as I am.
Oh, my goodness. Marjorie's beau.
Uncle Mort!
All right. I'll let him in, Bertie.
Hi, Unc.
Leroy, you little...
Oh, Unc, this is Ben Waterford. He's come to see Marjorie.
Oh, yes. Glad to see you, Ben. Glad to meet you.
Howdy do.
Come on in, Ben. Make yourself at home.
Yes, come in, my boy. Marjorie will be down in a few minutes. Don't go away, Leroy. Here, have a chair. Have a cigar.
Who, me?
No, not you. Mr. Waterford. Ben, I understand you work down there at the factory where Marjorie is.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Gildersleeve.
He's an engineer.
Oh, is that so?
My uncle's an engineer too, Ben. He runs the town waterworks.
So Marjorie was telling me.
Yes, yes. Do you expect to go in the Army, young man?
Well, I was hoping to get in the Air Corps because I have done some flying.
Gee, did you ever fly a P-38?
No, I didn't.
A P-40?
No, I've just had civilian training.
Navigation and so on, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I'm glad you're still working here. Marjorie seems to think a good deal of you.
Oh, does she?
Yes, my boy. Marjorie thinks you're just about the nicest young fellow to hit this town in a long time.
Well, gosh.
Here comes Marjorie now.
Well, hello, Ben. It's so nice to see you.
Howdy do.
What have you been talking about?
You'd be surprised.
Well, let's go, shall we? I've got my car here.
Wonderful.
I'm glad to have met you, young man, and I hope I'll be seeing more of you.
If you know what he means.
Leroy!
Say, Ben, if you're going downtown, I could use a lift.
Sure, okay.
Thanks anyway, Ben, but Leroy isn't going anywhere right now. Goodbye, Marjorie. Have a good time.
Thank you, Uncle Mort.
Well, goodbye, sir. So long, son.
Gosh, what's your hurry?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Uncle Mort, I'm sorry I sent those valentines. I didn't mean it.
They just slipped out of your hand into the mailbox, I suppose.
Yeah.
Leroy, I have never raised my hand against you, but I feel that the time has come.
Oh, no, Unc.
Come into my study, please.
Unc, wait a minute. I'll give you all the money in my bank if you'll call it off.
I'm sorry, Leroy. Come with me.
Okay, Unc. Gosh, I didn't mean any harm.
I can't help that. Bend over.
But, Unc...
Quiet. I can't do it. I can't go through with it.
What?
Spare the rod and spoil the child. It may be a good rule, but it's not for me. Here's 50 cents. Go on to the movies.
Huh?
But next year, don't send any funny valentines.
Mr. Gillsleeve.
In here, Bertie, in the study.
Mr. Gillsleeve, are you planning on going out tonight?
No, Bertie, I wish I were.
Would it be all right then if I went out?
It's all right with me, Bertie.
Thank you.
I'll just be lying here alone with my thoughts. Oh, Leela, how can you be so cruel? You'll be sorry one of these days, Leela. See if you aren't. You'll be sorry when I die. One of these days they'll come to you with word that one whom you have long forgotten, one who loved you devotedly all through the years, is lying somewhere in a darkened room beyond the help of medical science, his face turned to the wall.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Poor Bertie.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Oh, Uncle Mort.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home.
Perhaps it's all for the best, my dear.
Uncle Mort, don't say that. You'll get well. I know you will.
No, there's no use trying to keep it from me, my dear. I'm not long for this world. Oh, well, let death come. I'm ready. Oh, who's that? Who's there?
It's only me, Unc.
Little Leroy. Come closer, my boy. My eyes are dim. I cannot see.
Why don't you pull up the shades?
You leave the shades the way they are, young man.
Leroy, don't annoy Uncle Mort now. Uncle Mort is going away on a long, long journey.
That's right.
Can I go?
No, you may not.
I told you, Leroy, don't annoy him. It's very bad for him.
That's right. I'm just hanging on by a thread as it is.
You must try to understand, Leroy. Uncle Mort is going away and may never return.
You mean he's...
I'm afraid so, my boy.
Gee, Unc. Gosh.
Don't take it so hard, my boy.
Uncle Mort?
Yes.
You know that time you were looking for the screwdriver to fix the plug in Bertie's iron, and I said I didn't have it?
Yes.
Well, I had it.
That's all forgotten, Leroy.
You mean it?
I mean it. You have my forgiveness. And there's something else I want you to have after I passed on. My watch.
Your watch? Are you kidding?
Leroy... There's one last thing I'm going to ask of you. This is my dying wish.
Yes, Unc?
Don't use that expression anymore.
Uncle Mort, you're in pain.
In pain? I'm delirious. Leela, where is she?
She's coming, Uncle Mort.
Good. You'll find all of my affairs in order, my dear. Judge Hooker will handle them for you, but keep an eye on him. And Marjorie?
Yes?
Marry Ben. He's a good lad. Leela! Oh, here I go again. Delirious. Leela! Where is she? Leela!
Here I am, Throckmorton. Am I frightfully late? I had to powder my nose.
Leela, come closer. Hold my poor weak hand.
Oh, Throckmorton, I've done this to you. I've done it with my cruel thoughtlessness.
It's nothing, Leela. Only a breaking heart, that's all. But I want you to know, I forgive you. Goodbye, Leela.
Throckmorton, speak to me. Judge, he isn't.
I'm afraid he is, Leela. Before we say our last farewells, before we take our final leave of our friend here, I should like to say a few words about him. I knew Gildersleeve for a good many years. He was a good man. He had his faults, like all of us.
I didn't have any more faults than you, you old goat.
Quiet. I had the floor here. You're dead. But who among us is perfect? Gildersleeve leaves a name that will long be remembered in this town. As water commissioner, his achievements are writ large upon the surface of the Summerfield Reservoir. And while as a man, he was imperfect, far from it.
I object.
Objection overruled. In addition to his niece Marjorie and his nephew Leroy, Gildersleeve leaves behind him one who was once his intended bride, a very charming lady.
Oh, thank you, Judge.
Not at all. A very charming lady whom I hope, after a suitable period of mourning, to make my very own.
Hooker!
Mr. Gildersleeve, are you in there?
Oh, I thought I was dead. I must have dozed off there.
Mr. Gildersleeve?
Yes, Bertie, what is it?
I'll be going now. Will that be all right?
Yes. Go ahead, Bertie. Have a good time. Hooker. It would be just like the old goat to do that the minute I'm out of the way. By George, I'll bet he thinks it's open season right now. Well, I'll show him a thing or two. Gildersleeve, get going. I'll show her, by George. I'll stand for no nonsense this time. And if that little brat of a nephew of hers even opens his mouth, I'll shut him up so fast. There, and don't keep me waiting.
Throckmorton!
Listen here, Leela Ransom. I've got something to say to you, and this time, by George, you're going to listen to me.
Why, of course, Throckmorton. But come in first, won't you?
Huh? Leela, I don't know how to...
You needn't explain, Throckmorton. Leroy just came over here like a little gentleman and told me the whole story.
He did? Well.
Are you going to give Leroy a spanking?
Michael!
Are you, huh? Going to give him a spanking?
Well, I...
Michael, run along now, darling. Mr. Gildersleeve and I would like to talk.
But he hasn't answered my question.
Run along, Michael. Now, what is it you wanted to say to me, Throckmorton?
Leela, will you... Will you? I can't say it with him standing there.
Michael, run along.
He hasn't answered my question.
Michael, you get upstairs just as fast as your little legs will carry you, or I'll take a switch to you. You hear?
Leela, will you be my Valentine?
Throckmorton, speaking of Valentine's, I must show you what Judge Hooker sent.
Ugh, Hooker. I meant to send you a Valentine, Leela. I've got it at home. I meant to bring it over.
Oh, that's all right. Listen to this from the judge. Valentine's Day comes but once every year, and always each time in my heart there's a tear. Let's walk down life's highway together so fine. If only you'll tell me you're my Valentine.
Hooker sent you that?
Yes, isn't it the silliest thing?
Huh?
It's so corny, I mean, really. You'd think anyone would have better taste.
Yes, wouldn't you? Good night, everybody.
Lots of you women are serving macaroni and cheese these days, because it's economical and because the family loves it. But I want to ask, do you know how to make grand macaroni and cheese in only 7 minutes cooking time? It's done with a product called Kraft Dinner. In each package of this famous food, there's a special quick-cooking macaroni that gets fluffy light and boiling water in only 7 minutes by the clock. In that same Kraft Dinner package, there's an envelope of Kraft Grated that lets you stir the cheese goodness through and through the macaroni in a twinkling. All in all, it's less time than it takes to make coffee. And you have a swell main dish of macaroni and cheese ready to serve. Enough for four, and the cost is only a very few cents a serving. Of course, if you have bits of leftover meat, you can add them to your Kraft Dinner macaroni and cheese to patriotically stretch them for another meal. You'll find quick, economical Kraft Dinner gives you real help with wartime meals. Try it soon. Kraft Dinner. Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweeten. This is Brian Hendrickson speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next Sunday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This presentation of the Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as the Great Gildersleeve. Missy Carl played Leroy, with Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie and Lisette Ralph as Bertie. Pam Hungate played Leela Ransom. Nick Helton was the judge, and yours truly, Bob Hutchison, played Mr. Peavy. Also in our cast, you heard Stuart Talbert as Ben and Jan Hanley as Michael. Additional music by Mary Moore Companion. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison speaking and inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.